Hey guys, get in here. We're live. It's happening. Okay. I have not gone live in a couple weeks. I didn't have a lot's going on. Okay. So full-time mom, full-time conservative mama. There's a lot to juggle. So I shot a satire last week. Sometimes I have to choose satire or commentary, satire commentary. So I shot a satire last week. Maybe you guys caught it. It was conspiracy theorists. This crazy conspiracy theorists. Oh my gosh. I'll tell you, if you've been called a conspiracy theorist over the course of this last year and a half, you most likely are feeling a little vindicated right now. Probably feeling a little vindicated because truth keeps coming out, right? And it's awesome. Hey guys, welcome Peggy. Hello Holly, Brian, get in here. So some stuff's unfolded over the last, I don't know, 15 hours, 24 hours. The Freedom of Information Act had disclosed some of Fauci's emails. So I just kind of want to go through, pick through some of the stuff that I found really interesting. And, you know, this is the thing. And a lot of you guys feel the same way I have felt. It is hard to go against the grain. It is very difficult to, when everybody is saying one thing and everybody's listening to one thing, and you have this gut check, right? You have this, it's a God thing. It's totally a God thing where you're like, you know what? I don't feel like I'm getting the truth. I don't feel like what I'm being told is the truth. And this started happening to me last March in 2020. I just was like, at first, let's just go back. You know, at first being a mom, you hear, you know, about this Chinese virus happening in China. And I even remember doing a live and I mentioned, you know, this virus that was going on, but it wasn't, you know, it had not ramped up yet. So it was kind of in the early stages. And I was like, let's keep an eye on it. And then I just kind of moved on. But then it started, you know, it started getting crazy. And as a mom, your first thought is your kids. Like your first thought is, I got to protect my kids. I got to make sure that whatever this thing is, they're safe. And I was concerned at first. I even shot some satirical videos about, you know, spraying it, you know, Lysol in the air and wearing, you know, plastic and because you want to protect, right? That's just your natural instinct is to protect, especially those you hold dear. And then I'm just a curious person. Like I'm naturally curious. I always want the truth in whatever I'm looking for. And so I started to ask questions. I started to ask questions and I started, you know, to get a lot of pushback and a lot of anger when I'm just asking a question. Like, why are you so hostile? Like, calm yourself. And the more questions I asked, the more curious I got. And then I realized I'm not getting the truth. Whatever I'm observing right here, this is not the truth. And then I started to go off. Like I started to look into like what other immunologists were saying and virologists were saying and scientists. And then what they were saying was contrary to what Dr. Fauci was saying, but they were getting kicked off social media. They were being silenced. They were being censored. They were being told to be quiet. And I'm like, why are we suddenly, we only have one doctor in the world? Like, what's going on here? Like we, in science, you have a panel of scientists. In science, you have a theory and then a panel of scientists try to disprove the theory or try to prove it to be true. It's always in the works. And suddenly everything was shut down. Everything was being silenced. Everything was being censored. And people that were speaking out against what Fauci was saying were totally, you shut your mouth. I was fact-checked. Literally, Facebook has demonetized me. I haven't made I have not been able to have any new followers. I haven't been able to have branding, sponsorships, run ad, nothing. Because I said stuff that was contrary to what Fauci was saying. And now what I was saying is being true, proven to be true. So that's a whole other thing we're going to have to confront here with the censorship by social media that literally fact-checked people into non-existence. And now they're being vindicated. Now what they said they thought to be true is being proven true. So that's a whole other issue. But my point here is you gotta seek for the truth, and you cannot just believe blindly what people are saying. And sadly, I mean, this is sad, guys. What this country has endured, what the world has endured, a lot of it has been a lie. And as you go through these Fauci emails and you start to really read what's in them, not what the Washington Post is saying, not what CNN is saying, but you start to dive into them for yourself and you realize you've been lied to. And what is the motive behind the lie? Why are you being lied to? Why were you lied to? And what else are they lying about? Because if they're lying about all this here, as you see in these Fauci emails, what else are they lying about? And Fauci is still advising, and you got to look at what he's advising people to do. And if you're wise, if you have any thought, if you have any, my goodness, logic in your brain, you've got to pump the brakes and say, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why is this happening? And I'm just, it's stunning. It's stunning. And I really look forward to Fauci being subpoenaed again by Congress under oath, being asked these questions, because I know Rand Paul's going to come for him, and other senators, God willing, hopefully will get to the bottom of this, because he lied. He's lied. And sadly, this guy has been the point person for COVID. He's been the guy that has been held up. I mean, my goodness, let's find, I've got a picture here. We've even got, you know, Governor Whitmer with a Fauci pillow. This guy has been held up to be like the one and only person to talk on COVID, that knows anything about COVID. He's been the guy. And now what we're finding out here is, He's a dark guy, and there's some lot of shady stuff going on here, and this is going to destroy, I think, people's opinions of the medical experts. It's going to destroy the people that have been looking to the experts, and they've realized that these experts have been lying. And thank God for everyone out there that has been supportive, that have watched me go through the shutdown that I've gone through because I've been speaking out against this stuff for the last year and a half. I know you guys have too as well. And I commend you. I commend you for speaking the truth, for questioning, for not blindly believing. I've had people send me hateful emails. You know, you're not a doctor. You don't know what you're talking about. Keep your mouth shut. No, I'm not. You know what I am? I'm somebody that wants the truth. I'm somebody that's not going to just sit and swallow whatever the mainstream media is telling me to swallow. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to seek the truth. That's what my mission is. That's what I've always been about. And there was a check. There was a check. I'm telling you, back late March, it was like, wait a minute. And you got to follow that check, especially if you're a mom, if you're a parent, follow that gut check, man. So let's start to look at some of these things. I want to look at just a couple of the emails. Let's just go through them. The first one that dropped big was masks. I don't know if you guys got a lot of heat for speaking out against masks. I did. I spoke out against masks. I talked specifically on a couple lives about the size of the virus that we're dealing with. I mean, coronavirus is between 0.5 and 0.2 microns. And the mask that can maybe possibly filter that is the N95, but it has to be specifically fit on your face. and sized up, and that only filters a 0.3 micron, right? And even here, we've got Fauci telling this woman that wrote him, masks are really for infected people to prevent them from the spreading of the infection to people who are not infected. Masks are really for infected people to prevent them from spreading infection to people who are not infected, rather than protecting uninfected people from acquiring infection. The typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out the virus. And yet we were told to strap this thing to our face. Don't ask any questions. Don't you dare involve science. Don't you dare talk about the size of the virus. I literally was sent a fact checker, came and fact checked my page because I started talking about the size of the virus and how can a mask filter something that is way smaller than any kind of filter in that mask? It's impossible. And I spoke out about it and I got hit hard. And then I got hit by family and friends. You just want people to die. No, I want the truth. Another one. Hey, let's just go through this. Another woman writes, Fauci writes back to this woman. He says, an error in my statement. I meant to say most transmissions occur from someone who is symptomatic, not asymptomatic. Do you guys read that right there? Not asymptomatic. So basically what we're hearing here is asymptomatic is a bunch of crap, right? Asymptomatic, they shut down our country, guys. They shut down our economy because we were being told that people that were totally healthy, no temperature, felt great, could be carrying this deadly virus, which is a load of bullcrap. A load of bullcrap. Another one. This basically talks about let me pull it up on my screen here. It basically talks about how the virus was engineered. There's thoughts that it was actually engineered. This is how that's another one. I haven't actually the actual breakdown of it. This guy writes and says, this is how the virus was engineered. And he lays out, the exact, chemical compound of it. But this one, basically, somebody writes and they talk about how it looks like it was engineered. Do you guys remember how when we were talking about it leaked from a lab, it looked like it was engineered. Trump got hit hard because he was calling it the Wuhan flu. It looked engineered. Fauci knew it looked engineered. Did he say anything about it? No. Wait, let's go back to this. Like, when was this email? If we can find it, January 31st, 2020, 10:32 p.m. Yeah, looks like it's engineered. Okay, just such lies. Another one, because, your mainstream media is not going to cover these. Which one was this one? It's hard to, because it's so small. I should have my glasses on, you guys. This one. Basically, I understand the need for the various stages of testing. Okay, this guy writes Fauci, and I believe he's from the University of Chicago. Let me see if I can pull this one up. Okay, so this guy, it's from William Bukema, and this is on February 28th, 2020. Dear Fauci, I understand the need for various stages of testing a new experimental vaccine. That's what people have shot themselves up with right now. We've got millions of Americans with an experimental vaccine inside of them right now. Okay. This guy's saying, but in listening to you give a timeline for any new vaccine for the coronavirus, it struck me that perhaps a modified approach might be considered. Why not allow early use of a vaccine that has passed a phase one safety testing, similar to what was done for the Ebola vaccines? If a vaccine is shown to be reasonably safe, why not allow it to use on more at-risk people, elderly people, smokers, before phase two trials are finished? So this guy here is talking about his concern for just moving ahead with an experimental vaccine. Like, he's concerned. He's expressing his concern. Does Fauci say anything about it? No. Just moving on. Let's not talk about it. Another one. Okay. Okay, this guy that, well, supposedly he might be from one of a university here. But he talks about how the more they study this thing, the more they realize that it's more of an at risk to elderly population, right? So he goes on to say, hey, I think it's the elderly population that we should be concerned about. There's no reason to quarantine people that are healthy, right? What does Fauci do? He totally ignores it again. So Fauci, I wanted to convey an idea that I had in regard to the coronavirus. It seems to me that trying to contain the virus as we are doing at present will be futile, since the virus can be present for many days without a person having any symptoms. You would literally need to test everyone at the same time to determine who is at an impossible task, is basically what I said. I have a different thought. We know the virus is especially dangerous to the old and the immune compromised. In my opinion, I would be focusing on all our efforts on keeping that group from becoming infected. To do that, that group should be encouraged to self-isolate, to limit their social interactions, and other groups should be instructed to avoid them. Sort of a reverse quarantine idea. So basically, this guy says, like, we shouldn't be quarantining healthy people, which we've all been saying. I mean, if you've been following me for the last year and a half, you know, like, you don't quarantine healthy people. You don't do that. Fauci then again ignores it. When is this date on here? This is March 14th, 2020. And this, I believe, is probably the most powerful, because this has impacted our entire society. We shut down schools, guys. We didn't allow children to hang out with other kids. We had suicide skyrocket. We had abuse, domestic abuse skyrocket. We had people lose their businesses because Fauci thought it was a good idea to quarantine healthy people, to lock this country down, when other people, other scholars, were advising him not to do so. Another one. Oh yeah. So this basically goes on. It's the same one. Isolate the most vulnerable. And then this is the kicker here. Facebook is probably monitoring everything I'm saying right now. Letter from Mark Zuckerberg to Tony Fauci, basically saying, hey, I'm going to team up with you, and we're going to shut down anybody that's saying anything contrary to what you're saying. Basically is what's happened here. And that is what they did. They silenced anybody that questioned what Fauci was saying. They silenced anybody that had a different narrative than what Fauci was saying. And the consequences have been devastating. Devastating. Kids not able to have their high school graduations. Like I said, suicides skyrocketing. Because you weren't allowed to question the narrative. And Facebook, big tech, colluded with this guy. And it's just, more and more is coming out. I mean, another one here. This actually is the kicker. This is how the virus was created. Okay. Straight sent to Fauci, a breakdown of literally the virus. I mean, it's just, this has got to rattle you. I mean, this has got to make you think. I don't know what it's going to take to wake up the middle. I really don't. But I know that most people on here are awake. You are like, what is, you know what's going on. You're aware of what's going on. But for those in the middle, I don't know what it's going to take to wake you up. The left is gone, right? If you're a leftist, you want communism, you want socialism, you're all in for this globalist, train ride. Like, that. I'm not trying to talk to you. I want the middle.
I want the middle that, yeah, I get your mood with emotion. I get you were scared. But you can't just blindly follow. You can't just blindly allow people to tell you what you can and cannot. You cannot allow people to take your freedom. You can't allow people to tell you what you can and can't inject your children with. Like the FDA, non-FDA approved vaccine, they're telling you to inject your children with. Like, and people are doing it. They're doing it. Like, the biggest shock to me over this last year is what fear can do to people. Because fear paralyzes people to the point where they stop thinking, where they're so crippled by fear that they'll believe anything they're told. The power of fear is the most, I believe, powerful thing outside of the power of love, because perfect love casts out all fear. But the only way to really conquer and overcome fear is to know whose you are and to know the greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So no matter what the world is trying, no matter what the world is pushing, no matter how big that giant spirit of fear is, you're able to face it and to look it straight in the eyes. And if anything, I could say this world, sadly, was swayed and operated by fear, so much so that they blindly followed without questioning. And here I was, I'm just one of, you know, thousands and thousands of conservative people out there that were screaming. I mean, literally screaming at the top of my lungs, hey, just stop. Don't believe what they're saying. Look for it yourself. Look into it yourself. You gotta question things. And so many just, and I believe more is going to unfold, guys. I believe more is about to unfold. I believe more things are going to start to be exposed. I really do. And my prayer, God, my prayer is that people wake up. They've got to wake up. At some point, you have to wake up. At some point, you have to realize what is really happening, okay? This is so much bigger than a virus. The agenda behind it is so much bigger. And once you see the agenda, once you see it, then these emails, yeah, I knew it. I knew it a year ago. I can't imagine getting your news a year after people that have been looking for the truth have found it. I mean, like, you're a year late to the party. Like, a year late. So, but I'm telling you, the truth is going to keep coming out. It's going to be exposed. I just buckle up. Really buckle up, because I believe it's about to get even more intense. I believe that more and more is going to come to light. And I know that, like, that sounds crazy. And there's a lot of people like, yeah, but there's never, you know, there's never vindicate. Like, there's never, like, justice. Like, we see people get away with crime. I believe that's coming. I do. I really do. I know that sounds like, oh, Rachel, okay. But I believe justice is coming. I believe the truth is going to come out. I believe that at some point, you can't silence it. Like, you can't. You can hold it down for so long, those people that are wanting to conceal this stuff. But at some point, the truth comes out. It comes out. I want to leave you guys with this verse really quick, because my computer's about to shut off. But for there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Luke 8:17. So stand on that, pray on that,
I'm going to leave you now. It's basically, it's a quick live because I wanted to break some of this down. I'm still going to be going through these emails and uncovering more as it comes out. So stay tuned. God bless you guys. Keep the faith. The truth is going to come out. Darkness is going to be exposed. Good is going to prevail. So God bless you guys. We'll talk soon.